afternoon, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi. This is Pensacola Right Now. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Yes, you heard right there, the press conference and the synopsis from Joe Ford in the newsroom pertaining to the new head coach over at the University of Florida and West Florida, University of West Florida, Caleb Nobles. So he's been the offensive coordinator. We're going through a lot more details about him next hour. Top three stories, or actually some of the top stories in the news right now, is President Biden went ahead and signed that landmark bill pertaining to same-sex marriage and interracial marriages, where if you move from one state to another state, your marriage will still be recognized. We knew he was going to sign the bill, but it did happen today. Governor DeSantis opens up a huge lead over Trump in a new poll amongst Republicans. And in fact, here's some of the headlines pertaining to that. DeSantis, mammoth lead. DeSantis opens huge lead over Trump among Republicans. Trump in trouble. DeSantis tops Trump by 23 points. Shock poll. DeSantis up 23 points on Trump, up 4 on Biden. So those are just some of the headlines pertaining to that story right there. The Idaho murders, the co-eds that were murdered and that gruesome murder. 1 month now. It's been 1 month. Still unsolved. Still no suspects. Pretty bizarre story right there. I don't think anybody expected this to go on this long without a suspect. And really, it looks like very little leads. Maybe they do have leads and they're just not telling us about them. But at least right now, it looks like that. FTX, the founder of FTX, the crypto coin that got caught up in basically a Ponzi scheme, that Sam Bankman-Fried has now been arrested in the Bahamas and he's facing charges here in the United States. And a couple other stories here for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have an accident on 29 right now. This is going to be East Roberts Road in 29. As you are heading northbound, expect some delays. Other than that, we are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110. You will see your typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. A couple other stories here for you that are the top leading stories. One of them is Lauren Boebert from Colorado has won her re-election count. We talked about how close that one was. She won the re-election by 548 votes. Yesterday, we talked about a big winter storm that hit the West Coast and is headed towards the East Coast and is expected to hit, affect millions of people. Well, that storm is now hitting the plains. With a blizzard and tornadoes are starting to hit closer to us, and that storm is headed towards the East Coast and they're still expected to do a lot of damage. And finally, a Florida cold case has been solved. An 89-year-old woman was sexually assaulted and killed back in 1994. Now a Vietnam veteran has been ID'd as her killer. Those are some of the top stories. Coming up here next, we've got top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So yesterday around this time, we gave away a pair of tickets to go see It's a Wonderful Life on December 19th. Now we got a pair of tickets to go see A Christmas Story, which is December 20th at the Singer Theater at 7 o'clock. So if you like that piece of crap movie, we've got those tickets. What? Huh? I didn't, you know how I feel about that thing. But if you'd like the pair of tickets, don't look at me like that. If you'd like the pair of tickets to go see A Christmas Story. Yesterday, what did we do yesterday? BB gun? All right, so today let's do tongue. Like your tongue stuck on the pole thing. So text in tongue to 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Text in the word tongue, and you can win a pair of tickets to go watch somebody's tongue stuck on a piece of metal. It's just, why? It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news. Top trending news. I'm Joe Ford. Federal prosecutors say the former CEO of FTX and his partner stole billions of dollars from customers since 2019. Prosecutors in the Southern District of New York detailed the full charges levied against Sam Bankman-Fried while speaking to reporters today. A bill ensuring federal protections for same-sex and interracial marriages is now the law of the land. President Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act today on the White House lawn. Currently, no prisoner exchange talks on the table between the U.S. and Russia. Deputy Foreign Minister for Russia said that when asked about former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. And the first trailer is now out for the animated film Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. It'll serve as the sequel to the critically acclaimed 2018 animated film Into the Spider-Verse. Bobby, it wasn't my cup of tea, but I understand it for people who really enjoy that. That'll be in theaters on June 2nd.
I thought it was actually pretty good. I was surprised by it. It was a very different type of what I was expecting. Because when I found out it was a cartoon, I waited to watch it with the kids, of course. And then when I saw it, I was like, well, I mean, it's a cartoon, but they kind of made it for more like grown-ups a little bit. And it was a very different type of animation. And I didn't realize they were even going to be making a sequel. So this is actually news to me.
There you go.
Yeah. So when did you say it's going to be coming out?
June 2nd.
June 2nd. Okay. Going back to the FTX, debacle, it's brought up a lot of concerns. You're starting to get the Fed chairs and others starting to bring up that maybe they need to get a lot more involved with Bitcoin and all these different exchanges. Like they need to get involved with regulating the cryptocurrencies in order to prevent this kind of fraud from happening once again. And so I don't know if you ever played around with any of the cryptocurrencies, Joe?
A few years ago, I didn't have the patience for it. Yeah. I would either sell too quick or too late, and it got frustrating for me really fast.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, one of the big things with cryptocurrency has been the problem up until now was just the volatility of it.
Yeah.
I mean, Bitcoin, for example, I mean, it's tens of thousands of dollars for one Bitcoin. Well, you can buy them in fractions of a coin. A lot of people don't realize that. So you can buy $5 worth of a coin, but that it'll be like $27,000, and then literally like in a month, it'll be worth $54,000.
Yeah.
And then back down to $15,000. You're like, wait, what? It's such a dramatic wave. And it's like that with almost all the cryptocurrencies.
Funny story. And it was right around this time of the year, about, I think, 4 years ago. I was actually in a fantasy football league where the entry fee was like 0.025 of a Bitcoin.
Oh, really?
And when the season started, it was like, $100. By the time the playoffs rolled around, it was on one of those huge spikes.
Oh, okay.
And so I happened to make it to the championship game, and the pot's like $7,000 at this point. And I'm like, oh boy, I've never been more nervous about fantasy football in my life than having $7,000 on the line.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny.
But
that's pretty bizarre right there too. So with the other story you brought up, the prisoner exchange.
Yeah, so, Russia says they're not talking to the U.S. anymore.
Yeah, that's what I kind of assumed. Yeah. They were done with it. And I've noticed a lot of these White House press, not just Fox News' White House press corps, but others are now starting to push back against the White House going, why Brittany Griner? Why do we go with the athlete instead of a former Marine? And they just keep saying Russia wasn't going to give us him. They weren't going to give us him. And so we wanted to get at least an American. Better than nobody, but a lot of people are wanting to know who was it that was doing the negotiations, because they want to point a finger at go that person's a bad negotiator.
Yeah,
is what they're trying to get down to with that. So, but yeah, I mean at this point it is what it is. I mean, we've seen a lot of debacles when it comes to international policy from this administration, and this is just another one that they could put on their list, I guess you'd say. So
it's introduced a lot of hilarious memes though about like terrible trades throughout history that have been very enjoyable.
Yes, it has. It's actually been very good meme fodder.
Yeah
it has. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, is the text. Brilliant! Let's regulate crypto. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Yeah, that's old Ronald Reagan's old. phrase where he says the scariest words you can ever hear. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. So yeah, I totally agree with that one as well. Do we get a winner for the Christmas Story tickets?
Tom is going to enjoy that amazing Christmas movie.
Tom's going to enjoy the Christmas Story. I know most people like it. I know I'm very much in the minority on this one.
I will say, like, it's not my favorite Christmas movie. Like, I don't want to die on this hill, like, fighting with you over this.
Okay.
But it's not awful.
It is awful.
a traditional Christmas movie. That's why you can't get mad at tradition.
Okay. All right. Should we just go ahead and open that Pandora's box of whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not? No, let's not. Wait, what did you just say? Just say it out loud now.
I've never seen it.
Okay, there you go. The texts may roll in now. So
start making fun now.
850-437-1620. It's all good. It's all good. Congratulations, Tom. We'll be giving another pair of tickets away to go see It's a Wonderful Life next hour right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I saw this. Elon Musk has been, he's been changing Twitter. He calls it Twitter 2.0. Has a little bit higher standards of what needs to happen at Twitter. Apparently, some Twitter staff were cut off after missing a Saturday deadline from Elon Musk because they didn't check their emails over the weekend. Emails over the weekend? I thought there was that was known. Like, when the weekend comes, you shouldn't have to check your emails. Like, you're not at work anymore. Isn't that, like, known? Isn't that, like, a known thing?
Yeah, no, you shut the laptop at 5 o'clock on Friday, maybe 4:30 on Friday, actually.
Yeah.
For most people.
And then
don't open it back up.
I've always been because at one point I would always check my phone. Like every time it dinged, I'm checking the email. It'd be late at night, on the weekend. Eventually I decided to be like, okay, I got to cut it off at some point and just to relieve some work stress. All right. It's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Walmart sharing kind of a surprising story pertaining to their loss. But first we got to get traffic on the fives.
We have slow moving traffic on 29. This is going to be in the northbound direction. We have an accident off of West Roberts Road. It is slowing down past 9 miles. So if you're headed northbound on 29, expect those delays. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, shocking news from Walmart next.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
I do like this song. It's a nice one. Very good. It's Christmas time. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for listening to me. This is Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Crew de Yayas is offering a special registration for the 10th annual I Pink I Can Run. It's a 4-mile walk and run coming up on Saturday, February 25th. Use the code SANTA22 for $7 off of registration from the 10th through the 20th. Get more details and register on our website, newsradio923.com. So Walmart CEO says that they might have to start closing some stores due to retail theft. Now, if you remember a few weeks ago, we covered a couple of stories up north. There's a grocery store called Wegmans that they got rid of their self-checkouts after just like a couple of months of doing them. And the reason is because they saw that their retail theft dramatically went up. Then we covered another place that Walmart at one point had the self-checkout where you could use your phone just to scan stuff. You scan it on your phone, pay for it on your phone, leave. They got rid of it after just a few months because of the retail theft. And so apparently shoplifting is causing huge problems for Walmart in other areas. And it's starting to look more and more like that self-checkout area might be the culprit. Might be losing self-checkouts. That's cool right now, Bobby Rossi.
Someone found a lighted house late one night. And he saw through the window a sight.
Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We were talking about how Walmart CEO is saying that the retail theft is so much, they might have to start closing stores down. And so we were, and so I was saying it's probably the self-checkout areas that might be doing it. And I got a couple of other ones. One says self-checkout, you think? Yeah. Here's another one. Hey, Bobby, maybe if they had people there to check us out, stuff we can easily fall into our bags. Maybe we weren't trained properly on how to check ourselves out. Oh, yeah, I see what he's saying. So maybe we weren't properly trained on how to check ourselves out. So our stuff accidentally just falls into our bag.
I will say when you do have a lot of stuff in your cart and then you're checking out and then you're putting the bags back in, there's usually a seasoning or something that's like...
Something small.
Accidentally, I don't even notice.
No, you know when I forget? Water.
Yeah, at the bottom.
Bottle of water at the bottom. Yeah. Yep, bottle of water at the bottom. I like start walking out. I'm like, no, I got to go back.
I'm not saying like our water in the seasoning is really breaking the bank for Walmart.
Yeah.
But... Sometimes it is accidental.
Sometimes it's accidental. Exactly. It does happen. Hey, the 27th annual Cordova Mall Ball will be held Saturday, January 28th. That is going to be the first time it's going to be in the Cordova Mall since COVID-19 began. So Cordova Mall Ball is Northwest Florida's largest mall ball, and it'll support the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart. Tables of 8 and general admission tickets are now available for purchase. Get all the details at newsradio923.com. So top three stories here for you, and then we'll get into your sports. So Governor DeSantis has asked a statewide grand jury to investigate COVID-19 vaccines, particularly the mRNA, and to check the myocarditis, the effects of the vaccines on myocarditis for young men. Governor DeSantis also opened up a huge lead over Trump among Republicans, according to the recent poll. He's got a 23-point lead. That's huge. That's big. And I'll be very interested to see the smack talk that comes out from Trump in the coming days over that one. And President Biden went ahead and signed into law the bill that protects same-sex marriage and interracial marriages. So I didn't know there's an issue with interracial marriages, but either way, if you move to another state, your marriage will still be recognized the same way. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
FIFA World Cup, it looks like one of the Cinderella stories, Croatia, is ended. Argentina beat Croatia today 3-0, so Argentina advances to the final. Tomorrow, of course, France plays Morocco, and that'll be the other Cinderella story that we'll keep our eye on. The NBA is going to be on TNT tonight, beginning with the Golden State Warriors against the Milwaukee Bucks, followed by the Boston Celtics against the Lakers. Then NCAA men's basketball, about the only game that's really kind of interesting would be I guess it's 7 o'clock. Number 5, Houston plays North Carolina, A&T. I don't know what that is. But then the big one was number 4, Alabama's playing Memphis at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. NHL hockey's going to be on ESPN+, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing Seattle. And Florida is playing, the Florida Panthers are playing the Columbus Blue Jackets at 6. Both of those games are at 6 on ESPN+. In sports news real quick. The Mississippi State head coach, yesterday, one of the big stories is that he had a heart attack and was in critical condition. He passed away today at the age of 61 years old. So, man, kind of a shocker story right there. Mississippi State head coach Mike Leach, you know, made a name for himself with his Red Raider offense with Texas Tech Red Raiders, and he put a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL and really changed up the way college football is played now with the way the offenses are. He was kind of the guy that started the way a lot of this stuff is done. And just shocking story. I don't think he was ever really that healthy of a person, but my goodness, 61 years old. And he apparently had a heart attack at his home. They had to life flight him somewhere, and he wasn't able to make it. So all the memorials are going out today. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray, done for the season with a torn ACL. It was a heartbreaking thing to watch last night in Monday Night Football with him going down. And you could tell he was trying to maintain his composure. But then one of the sideline reporters reported that after he went to the locker room, he just broke down in tears because he's had an ACL injury before, and he knew what it was and knew this season was over. Falcons quarterback Marcus Mariota left after being benched. The team's not sure if he's going to return to the team or not. And remember, he was benched for the rookie quarterback, and so he's apparently not happy with that. And the NBA, this is big news right here. The NBA has named It has a new MVP trophy. They've renamed it and redesigned it after Michael Jordan. So it's actually a pretty cool looking trophy. So he's a five-time MVP. And they have a bunch of things signifying both his championships and his MVP on it. And it's a sharp-looking MVP trophy, so it's now named after Michael Jordan. So there you go. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, then we'll get your CBS Sports Minute.
This traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. A couple areas of I-10 right now is slow moving. The biggest delay is going to be as you're moving eastbound onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. We do have a disabled RV over off to the side. It's going to be right after exit 17. This is the Scenic Highway exit with part of the roadway blocked off. And it's really slowing down and causing delays past 9th Avenue. So keep that in mind if you are moving eastbound. Also seeing some congestion at the Avalon Boulevard exit eastbound. And then westbound, we do have some typical afternoon traffic. As you're heading westbound right past 29, expect some slowdowns as you're getting closer to Pine Forest. Other than that, you will, again, see your typical afternoon traffic. Highway 90, extremely slow on the bridge, getting out of Pensacola towards Pace. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola and located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
We got a text here. Bobby, did DeSanta say he was running in this poll, or is this just if he was running, he would lead Trump? It's just if he was running. It's just a hypothetical. Right now, Governor DeSantis is still not saying anything about running for president. So this is just a hypothetical. If he ran, he leads Trump by 23 points. He leads Biden by 4. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Patriots wide receiver Nelson Agholor is an excellent teammate. He stopped the game last night when fellow wideout Devontae Parker took a big hit to the head that was missed by the independent spotter. Agholor imploring the referees to stop the game shows progress. The football players are looking out for each other in a way that could benefit them long term. I'm Maggie Gray.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? If your check engine light is on, it may be affecting your MPGs. But the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. With the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes, you'll know what's affecting your gas mileage and more. And you don't have to drive too far to find the fix. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service is available at all 6,200 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Text here. Hey, Bobby, just follow up to the other question on that poll. Is that a nationwide poll that DeSantis is up 23 points, or is that just a state of Florida Republicans? That's a nationwide Republican poll. So that's why that's like, I mean, it's making national news. That's a national news story. That's not even a top Florida news story or anything like that. So, yeah, I mean, and I think it's a Harris. Let me see where the poll was once again so I can tell you exactly what that poll is. Never mind, it's not opening on me. Okay, well, there you go. But it's a nationwide poll is what it was. So that's, here it is. Oh, it's a USA Today Suffolk University poll that found that Governor DeSantis has a 23-point lead if the election were held today. So that's why it's a big deal right there. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That was your sports hit. Republicans are calling for the impeachment of the Department of Homeland Security head, citing, once again, the problem at the border. Yeah, Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is in charge of the border. And we've seen just record numbers of people coming to the border every single month. We covered yesterday there was 1,500 people that crossed the Rio Grande into El Paso just on Sunday alone. Their Border Patrol just announced that they apprehended a record number of Cubans attempting to illegally enter our state, Florida. U.S. Coast Guard crews have apprehended a record 2,723 Cubans since October 1st. This year, 6,082 illegal Cubans trying to come into Florida. So that's a record high that we've had just this year alone. And we've mentioned this before, that the strain on the border of all these illegal encounters is putting a lot of pressure and a lot of stress and anxiety on our Border Patrol agents. We mentioned a couple weeks ago that there was a couple of Border Patrol agents that committed suicide within like a month. Well, now we have a report that there's been 14 total Customs and Border Protection agents who worked at the southern border who've committed suicide this year, according to members of Congress. 14. So, yeah, something's got to be done with the border. And I just do not understand why this administration has completely just turned a blind eye to what's going on in the border and what's happening to our Border Patrol agents and things like that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We were talking about the national poll that shows Governor DeSantis has a 23-point lead over President Trump. If the election were held today, this was done from a USA Today poll. Got a text here that says, being USA Today poll instead of a Republican poll, that he only leads Biden by 4 points. I would expect only 4% Republicans to even vote for Biden. Yeah. But that's a good point. So this poll actually broke it down by, if you're a Republican voter, who would you likely vote for? And then it had, okay, if you're just a general voter. So it wasn't just Republicans. It's just when they broke out the data by Republicans only, then it had DeSantis beating Trump by that large of a margin. Of course, a lot can happen between now and a year and a half, 2 years from now, and we don't even know if Governor DeSantis is going to run for president yet, right? So a lot can happen between now and then. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Plus, how much would it cost if you're going to buy the 12 Days of Christmas? That's next right here on News Radio 92.3.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas.
Ah, yes, there you go. The 12 days of Christmas. I'm glad you found out one that sped it up. Who is that? What is that? Is that Pentatonix or something?
I've never heard of this. Straight No Chaser?
Oh, yeah, Straight No Chaser. They're like Pentatonix. Oh, okay. They do all... It's all a cappella.
It's kind of hard to find Christmas music for bumpers that's not going to make you fall asleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. So. Yeah. But that's a good one. They did a fast version of the 12 Days of Christmas. That's one of the reasons why I don't like that song, because it just goes on and on and on and on. And you're like, is it Tuesday now? Like, is it still Tuesday? What's going on?
Yeah, like five golden rings is the only fun part, kind of. Yes, and that's it true. Takes like a year to get there.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So if you were going to buy the 12 Days of Christmas, it would cost you $45,523. That's up 10.5% from a year ago. Or if you kept buying them over and over, as the song suggests, instead of just buying each thing, it would actually cost over $197,000. That would be a total of 364 gifts overall. So the way the breakdown would be, 12 drummers drumming would cost about $3,200 to hire them. 11 pipers piper, $3,000. 10 lords of leaping, $13,980. I don't know. Where do they get these prices? Can you just hire 10 lords of leaping? How do I become a 10 lord of leaping? I want to be a lord of leaping. Can you just apply for that? Just Googling, how do I become a lord of leaping?
You'd have to wear tights.
Oh, forget about it. It's physical right now, Bobby Rossi. you just stole my thunder. Just took the rug right out from underneath me right there.
Sorry.
Oh, boy. All right. Two turtle doves, by the way, are $600. I didn't even know turtles could fly. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Major delays on I-10 right now heading eastbound. This is going to be as you are approaching the Escambia Bay Bridge due to an accident right at exit 17. That's the Scenic Highway exit. And this is backing up almost to Davis. So past 9th Avenue as you're heading eastbound, extremely slow traffic. getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. In the opposite direction, heading westbound at 29, we are just seeing some congestion as you get closer to Pine Forest. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Let's go over to Joe in the newsroom. Joe, what you got going on in the news for us?
Bobby, President Biden signing the Respect for Marriage Act into law during a celebration at the White House today. The bipartisan bill passed through Congress, and it's aimed to protect marriage for LGBTQ and interracial couples. A bipartisan bill would ban the social media site TikTok from operating in the U.S. Legislation introduced by Senator Marco Rubio would prohibit social media companies under the influence of China, Russia, or other foreign countries of concern. The first ever rocket designed by a 3D printer will be taking off soon from the Space Coast. The 110 feet tall rocket is currently on the launch pad at Cape Canaveral. And Twitter is now auctioning off dozens of items from its San Francisco headquarters, including a 3-foot bird statue, a giant planter in the shape of the at symbol among the items, also IMAX screens, smart TVs, espresso machines. The sale coming as the city investigates if empty offices are being converted to bedrooms.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that as well. And they want their money. The city of San Francisco wants their money. If you're converting things into bedrooms, got to pay them the permits. And the
got to raise funds somehow.
Got to raise funds somehow. That's right. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, so we're in Christmas season, and a lot of people have nutcrackers out. You know what I'm talking about with nutcrackers, right? Like, not Johnny Knoxville. I'm talking about the little thing, the little soldier thing. So the nutcrackers, apparently this is going on social media, that people don't realize that nutcrackers can actually crack nuts. Gracie, did you know this? You know what I'm talking about with the nutcracker?
Yeah, don't you like put it in its mouth and then...
Yeah.
Or like, yeah. I've never used it, but I think, right?
Yeah, yeah. You just put it in its mouth and it has the little lever.
On its back.
On its back, that's right, yeah. See, Gracie knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently most people your age do not know. And it's going viral on social media that they're surprised that a nutcracker cracks nuts. I don't know what they thought they were for then. Like, it's just decoration? I don't know. But my experience in truth, though, they don't crack nuts very good. That's my experience with when I had one nutcracker one time, and I was like, well, this is just a decoration because it doesn't do a good job. So, but I thought that was kind of funny just how many. It reminds me of that whole thing with, like, younger generation trying to use a rotary dial phone. It's like there's certain things that, like, when you just don't have them, you know, you're not involved with them very much. Like, how does this work? Nobody uses those nutcrackers to actually crack nuts. They're just mostly decorative. So. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 2.3.